Hey everybody, Stephen here. Hope you're going super well. In today's episode, I want to talk about authenticity versus being inauthentic and that feeling of not really being yourself and doing all this stuff to just try and fit in with the people around you. So let's dive into this episode. Okay, let's dive into this episode. So I am recording this from my new office, which is a bedroom. Just as we move things around, you know, when working from home, it can be a really interesting experience. I'm sure everyone's had that in recent times. So I'm just kind of finding my feet. So where I can sit to record, you know, I find it really interesting. You know, sitting at the desk, it doesn't work. So I've had to kind of extend it so I can look out the window. Have a little bit more freedom, which feels a bit more relaxed. I'm sure it'll get more relaxed as I build a habit out of it. But let's dive into this episode around inauthenticity versus feeling authentic. Now, I'm sure we've all been around those people that feel so authentic, those really beautiful people that just feel like they're being themselves 1,000% of the time, and they're just so comfortable in their own skin. You know, some of them are a bit bolshy, some of them, you know, you don't even like them, but you respect how authentic they are. And there are others where you go, wow, I wish I was like that. I wish I had that level of self-confidence or, you know, self-awareness or that belief in myself that I can just be the person deep inside. And I think, you know, my personal belief is as you get older, you get more authentic because you start to understand who you are. You can't be authentic until you understand what authenticity is for you. But I find a lot with dyslexics, and this came up in a conversation I had with a guy called Gavin, who's been on the podcast before, is that we have this feeling that we've been wearing hundreds of different masks all our life to keep ourselves safe. And with the right brain, the dyslexic, the ADHD mind, we can very much find ourselves really trying to protect ourselves using masks. We can be different people in different situations. I definitely remember when I was younger at work, I could be someone different to where I'd be at home, especially when I was flatting with other friends, when I was trying to be cool. Do you remember that word cool? Does that still get used? Probably not. But you know, you used to put on a face or a persona, you know, that actually made you the person you thought others wanted you to be. It gave me more of a chance with what I was trying to achieve, made me feel safer, made me not stand out as much, right? And I think, you know, there's this, you know, when I put this in the title, authenticity versus inauthenticity, if that's the right way to say it, you get two sides of the coin, right? And we've been talking about this pendulum that swings. And what I really notice is that there is really a swing between these two things because, you know, I definitely feel I grew up being inauthentic. That was how I feel. You know, there were definitely moments where I was really myself. Don't get me wrong. I don't think anyone is completely inauthentic. I don't think that exists. But there are definitely people who use that kind of chameleon masking kind of mental technology that we have so easily available, versus the people that are completely who they want to be. And you know, it's you know, as I talk through this, you know, the picture that comes to mind is that gothic kind of kid who just went, stuff it, I'm going to go and become a goth. You know, for whatever reason, I don't, you know, but it kind of, to me, that always felt like someone who was super authentic about who they were. Like they weren't trying to be what everyone thought they should be. Maybe it was hippies in the 60s to a point. But again, it's like all these people trying to find who they are, find that authentic self, you know, find what works for them, find what is them. And, you know, the reason I got onto this topic really is that when Gavin mentioned it, you know, he's relatively successful from an external point, in my opinion. He's done really well. He's got a family. He struggles like all of us. I don't think any of us don't struggle in different realms. But you know, inside, I think a lot of us feel, you know, on the edge a lot. You know, it's edgy, it's good, it's bad, it changes. You know, it feels like we go through 5 years in 1 year emotionally sometimes. And I, you know, I'm just going to flow with this podcast, but it, you know, I know for myself personally, when I'm the most authentic, I'm in my flow zone, my creative zone. I've set myself up to think about how I can just relax and enjoy myself and let creative ideas come, let problem solving come, let things flow through me at a base level where I'm not forced into something that I think I should do, but I don't want to do. You know, when I'm in that zone of, when I'm playing football and I'm in the moment, I feel so authentically me. I love it. Absolutely love it. And, you know, it's like I was thinking about this the other day when I was playing. I played a couple of days of soccer or football over the weekend, some tournaments, summer over here, and it was really fun. And I saw some friends that I absolutely love, such awesome human beings. But I haven't seen them for months and months and months, not because I can't, because I just can't be bothered organizing a catch-up. You know, that's the truth. I just can't be bothered. Now, does that mean I don't authentically love them and care about them? No, of course, I really do. I hope they have the best life. I love seeing them when I see them. But authentic me is someone who can go years without seeing someone, see them another day, see them one day and act like we've not, that we've been talking for years. You know, we've been close for years physically and through spoken language, I guess is the phrase I'm looking for. But like I can live that life where I feel connected to them, but we haven't connected physically. You know, does that make sense? Does that make any sense? I've got a friend who lives over in Copenhagen, nicest guy in the world. We've been best buds for years. And we'll talk every 6 months when one of us remembers. And we love it. Those talks are so awesome. You'd think, why don't you do more of them? And I'm like, well, that's just not the way we are. And it's not like either of us get overly anxious or grumpy at each other for not making more of an effort. We just know who we are. And that's okay. And, you know, that's the authentic side of who I am. I'm not hiding that. Like sometimes I will hide that. Like I'll say I meet someone like that who I haven't spoken to for 6 months, 9 months, and I feel they'll judge me for not having stepped up and organized something. You know, the inauthentic side, the safety, and I say inauthentic is always about safety, right? If you felt safe in every environment, why wouldn't you just be yourself? Do you know what I mean? If you felt safe and that it was going to progress your life in the way you wanted it to be, you would always be authentic. But the way we live in society today, our brains are like, we need to protect, we need to survive. You know, it's a very uncertain world in different ways. So we need to be very safety conscious. And so we're always trying to protect ourselves. And so like, that's why, you know, I'll say to someone like that, I'll be like, oh, sorry, I just keep forgetting to contact you. I keep forgetting to sort something out. Sorry about that. And sometimes it's on the gray line. And it's a real important thing to remember. I think dyslexics and people with ADHD can live in a very, very strong gray line. And what I mean by that is it's not like you're lying, but you're not lying about anything that's very important. But it's your own, you're living your own truth, which your own truth can be a bit wavy. You know, for example, like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to contact you, but deep down you haven't really been meaning to contact them. You know that they don't care either way, but for you it feels safer than saying, oh yeah, just, you know me, you know, instead of just saying that, you know, or saying, hey, yeah, time flies, right? Wish, you know, and then also saying, oh yeah, we should catch up, yada 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 yada, and then no one doing anything, just say, hey, great to see you. Like I'd much rather get into that habit of just being honest and saying, hey, absolutely awesome to see you, it's been great to have a chat, next time our paths cross, that's awesome. Yeah, and just being real honest about that, you know. But it's so hard, right? You know, your brain naturally will go to what's the safe thing to say, or what have I learned to say in society. And I think you know, that's where we sometimes feel inauthentic, is we're saying the safe thing that we've been taught to say. That isn't a mistake. Like, if we're dead honest, we might be shunned. Do you know what I mean? Does that make any sense? Like, this podcast is a real flowing one. I'm really channeling some inner wisdom of my life here. I'm trying to be truly open and honest about how I feel about the situation, because I've felt inauthentic a lot of my life. I've either gone from feeling the most authentic, which is such a good feeling, to feeling inauthentic, which is the safety mechanism. How can I be safe? How can I live a safe life? And I think it's a balance, right? You can't be completely authentic but lead yourself down a pathway where you only live to be 22, because you've gone so authentic it's gone the opposite way, right? It kind of feels like a balancing act. And I think if you in your life have felt inauthentic, if you feel like you've been, you know, using that gray line, those little gray lies, which don't really make, you know, they're just kind of nothingness. You know, how can you start to move away from that? Like, I'm starting to find some time to slow down and sit with myself wherever possible and ask myself, what's true to me? What's my actual opinion on something? Because I find that's another place I can get very led by other people's opinions. And to actually sit with yourself and say, what do I believe on this topic? What do I truly believe? Not just how quick can my brain regurgitate rhetoric? And I always remember listening to Russell Brand talk about this, the comedian, the British comedian, brilliant guy. I really like his work. And he, you know, he said in one of his books, which I listened to on Audible, of course, is he talks so much about how he can just flow with crap. He'll just talk stuff, and he can make himself sound like he knows exactly what he means, but deep down he doesn't identify with that. And I think that's the key. Like, we can say our brains work so quickly in verbal conversation sometimes. It's kind of, we don't even know what we're saying, but it sounds like you know enough to not be judged or pushed at. And he used to do that a lot. When you hear him talk, he spurts stuff off, but you know, sometimes he doesn't identify with it, he doesn't feel it, he doesn't know why he's even saying it. It's just his brain is operating at such a pace. He uses it to keep safe. But I guess, you know, why did I do this podcast is the question. Is I think there's a lot of us out there listening, and there's a lot of people you'll know with dyslexia or ADHD, the neurodiverse, where we don't feel authentic. We worry about that. We overthink it. We don't trust ourselves sometimes. And you know, those are the downtimes where it's hard, where we're not in flow, where we feel like we're going against the grain of our being or what we're here for. And we're just kind of trying to survive, which is the tiring bit of our lives sometimes. And I just wanted to shout out and say, hey, you're not alone. A lot of us are wearing masks. A lot of us just want to be safe. A lot of us are still finding ourselves, and that's the journey you're on. And it's beautiful starting to uncover that authentic self. You know, there are people I've seen that have got where I feel like, wow, they've made a massive authentic burst through and they've become really who they are. And then what you notice is 3 or 4 years later, the people I follow, these people I follow or have met sometimes, they make another breakthrough, and you realize actually how far they've still got to go in their breakthroughs. That the last breakthrough was just a breakthrough from where they were to where they were then, the next stage. But you realize it's a never-ending group of breakthroughs to find the authentic self. And I just wanted to share that. You know, you're not alone. This is a process. You will grow listening to this podcast, other people, and finding who you are. It's okay. It's okay to have those moments in the gray line. There's nothing wrong with it. Just keep going. Just keep moving forward. Keep experiencing new things. Let yourself be wrong. Let yourself hear things and learn new things, and you will only go from strength to strength. So that's the podcast today. Hope everyone's having an epic day. I hope the people that needed to hear this heard this. And just another shout out to everyone who supports us on Patreon. Your $10 a month means so much to us. It really just shows the work we're doing is helping. And I hope you enjoy the videos we put on there. I've got a couple more coming up in the near future. Tomorrow I've got a really good interview, so stay tuned and have an epic rest of your day.